Hi, this is Dipper Draper, formerly of the Beach Bears. Yeah, you may notice that my voice is a bit deeper. Funny though, it has never dropped to the level of my dad. Never was sure why. But yeah, the Beach Bears are no more. When the upcoming birth of Uncle Star and Aunt Sarah's second child was discovered, my uncle asked to be excused from the group to attend to his family. Interest in the group had waned slightly, and after my voice began to change as well, Birch agreed with Uncle Star, and that was basically that. Les nearly had a conniption wanting me to continue singing, but Birch said to wait until after my voice had settled. Still not sure it actually has yet. Besides, I was having second thoughts about pursuing a music career for several reasons. First, I still remember Jason Marley, and that alone makes me hesitate. Secondly, I already had enough to retire on thanks to a very shrewd financial planner Les hired. The ferret was not cheap, but he knew enough to invest in some very safe mutual funds. Then, of course, there was a lot of pressure from both my grandfather and my dad to go into the Air Force. I wasn't sure about that either, not after my dad was nearly killed, you know. But anyway. The first 2 years of high school went by fairly quickly. I really wasn't that much interested in socializing. I was still holding a candle for Susan Linsky, and none of the other girls in high school interested me much. And a lot of them, frankly, nearly threw themselves at me because of my fame and wealth. That was a complete turnoff for me, but more on that later. I guess I put off too many decisions, but when I finally was a junior and graduation was just a bit more than a year away, I had to make a decision. Should I go to college? If so, where? With the amount of money set aside in my trust fund, I could quite literally go anywhere. I weighed my interests and tried to shape them around what I thought would bring me the most life satisfaction. I think I had finally reached a decision, but just needed to figure out what the next step was when my dad approached me about it.
I got some great news, Dipper. I received letters of recommendation from both of our senators, our representative, the governor, and the general who was my commanding officer.
That's nice, Dad, but what does that have to do with me?
With you? Dipper, these are letters of recommendation to get you into the Air Force Academy. I even have a liaison lined up.
What makes you so sure I'm going to the Air Force Academy?
I thought you wanted to be a pilot.
I do, but that's not the only way, you know. What if I decided to go to Marshall and then get a pilot's license that way? What if I decided to go back into singing but took lessons on the side? What
if... Dipper, your grandfather was in the Air Force, I was in the Air Force... I just assumed...
And you defended your brother's decision not to go. Why is this any different?
Well, why the sudden change? I got the feeling
But you never asked me, did you? Dad, answer me honestly. If I did go to the academy, are you going to do what Granddad did and move back to Colorado Springs just to be there for me?
We had considered
That's it. That's what I thought. Dad, I'm almost grown. It's time I started making my own decisions. And one of the things I decided was that after graduation, I'm moving out.
Moving out? And going where?
I don't know. California, maybe Ohio, maybe just across town. I need to be able to make my own decisions.
But you don't want my help?
Of course I do, Dad, but the final decision should be mine.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy, you're still young. That's your fault, there's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now. And I know that it's not easy to be calm when you've found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why think of everything you've got? For you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not.
How can I try to explain when I do, he turns away again? It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment
not time to make a change. Just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry.
Dipper, come on. I put in all this work.
Dad, do you want me to grow up being entirely dependent on you for all the decisions in my life? You taught me well, Dad. I love you. But you know I have to eventually start making my own decisions, right?
Yes.
And shouldn't one of those decisions be what I want to do with my life once I turn 18? You said so yourself. I have to start doing that. Why not now?
Yes. Yes, you're right. It should be your decision.
So, if I tell you what my decision is, do you promise not to follow me?
Huh?
If I decided to go back into music and move to L.A., you won't move there?
No, probably not.
And if I decided to go to the Air Force Academy, you'll stay here and keep the bed and breakfast going? You'd get an extra room.
Dipper.
Dad?
Okay. I won't move to Colorado.
Good. Now give me the name and phone number of that liaison. The sooner we start the process, the better.
But I thought...
You thought you had me all figured out and could make the decisions for me because you knew what they were. It still had to be my decision, Dad. And I've decided to enter the academy if I can. And you aren't following me. Okay?
Dipper, I can't express how this makes me feel. I just... Wow. Humbled. Proud. I raised a good kid.
I had good parents. Now, let me call the liaison, all right?
You got it.